see an offense like that with a, you know, not the most highly touted quarterback in an offensive line. Do you guys mostly like a little bit of raw meat or whatever when you get after it, quarterback and hit him?
Nah, because, you know, Arizona had, they everybody thought that quarterback from Arizona wasn't as good as Carson Palmer, but he still beat us. So, you know, you can't take any quarterback lightly. You can't take any offense lightly because at any point in time, they can beat you.
Okay, what about in a game like today, 6 sacks, and you guys are really inept? Is it, does it become like we know we can control this game, we can dominate this game once you're in the middle?
Oh, as a D-line, we feel like we can control any game. You know, that's how we just feel. But the one thing we do is we have the competition in between each other. You know, we don't say that the offensive line can beat us. We feel like the only team that can beat us is ourselves, and that's how we have to play, and that's how any team plays.
McCown, I mean, he took, I think you've hit him harder than anybody else this year. He was really taking some pounding back there. Were you kind of surprised kind of getting back up?
Oh, not the only thing I was surprised about was not getting the flags, you know, how hard we was hitting them. So it was like some of it was questionable, but we're so happy that we didn't get the flag. So we feel good about that. No, it felt great. You know, this is the team who let me go. It felt like, you know, I needed to get back at them, showing that, you know, you guys let me go. You let something good go. So that's what our whole thing was.
What is it about this? Would guys who maybe let go by other teams come here and flourish in this defensive line? It seems like.
You know, it just shows that, you know, we got great coaches. You know, the coaches stand behind us each and every day, and the coaches give us the technique to succeed each and every, every game, basically.
How much do you see offensive line pay attention to a guy like Sue?
Oh, man. a guy like that, when people pay attention to him, it opens so much up for everybody else. You know, they just concentrate on him. They want to stop him, but they forget about everybody else. So, you know, it helps us out so much.
When you sit, kind of double-teaming him? Or?
Yeah, well, a lot of people, you know, they game plan for him. You know, he's a great defensive lineman, you know. You only can do but so much, but when you concentrate on him and you have guys like Ziggy on the outside, Jason and CJ inside, you know, it's hard. You got to concentrate on all of us. You can't just concentrate on one person.
Do you ever have a competition to get sacks? You can get, you know, I'm not talking about a bounty or anything.
Oh, yeah.
But just a competition among each other to get to the quarterback?
Yeah, we always have a competition. That's how we just play. It's easy for us to play like that when we compete against each other. You know, when you compete against each other, it makes the game even more fun.
Feel sorry for McCown today?
After a while, once one hit that Sue put on him, you know, I felt sorry for him. But at the end of the day, we still trying to get into the playoffs. We still trying to win the game.
Do you ever hear him say "ow"?
You never hear anybody say "ow" unless they really hurt. But right. I never heard it during the game.